And Art on the Air Spotlight, we'd like to welcome from South Shore Arts, Kelly Freeman, who's the Executive Assistant and the Region 1 Representative for the Indiana Arts Commission, and which makes her the new Donna Catalano representing the grant funding. Kelly, welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Good afternoon, and thanks for having me on your show today.
Welcome.
Well, we'd like you to talk about, because it is grant season in January here as we get up, and there's a whole bunch of things going on. So kind of bring us up to date on grants for the new fiscal year.
Sure. Well, let me start off by just saying that as a regional arts partner, I represent Region 1, and Region 1 includes Lake, Porter, and LaPorte counties. With that, I work alongside the Indiana Arts Commission to promote and expand participation in the arts in Indiana by providing access and art services and funding opportunities. So for example, why someone would want to reach out to me as a regional arts partner is, you know, to find an artist to work in your community. And a couple of good examples that I have of that, I've had communities reach out to me looking for a muralist. I've had other communities looking for individual artists to lead arts-related projects and workshops. And really, the most important reason to reach out to me is to explore funding opportunities available, and I also provide assistance when applying for the arts organization and project support grants that are made available through the Indiana Arts Commission, and that's exactly why I'm here to speak with you both today.
Excellent. Now, there are some changes. We won't go into all of them because it's just not enough time, but COVID has impacted the arts funding. Tell us a little bit just about that, and then, you know, how they're mitigating that, and you're mitigating that.
Sure. Well, let me just start off by saying that, you know, arts organizations are important public assets to our communities. That being said, you know, not only do they bind us together and preserve our history, but they also reflect who we are and they inspire our future. And right now in these unique times, arts organizations, they're just striving to survive. They're reinventing themselves. They're adapting. And with that being said, you know, the thought of going through the process of applying for a grant, even though the funds are desperately needed, can be pretty overwhelming. And that's where I come in as the regional arts partner to help out. There have been some changes in the process to simplify. And the two grants that we have available are arts organization support and arts project support. And I'd like to start off with the arts organization support, if I may.
Please go right ahead.
Yes.
So the arts organization support grants provide annual operating support for ongoing artistic and administrative functions of eligible arts organizations during the grant period. So who qualifies for this grant? Well, an arts organization to be eligible for the support grant, they must be an organization whose primary purpose is arts producing, promoting, and teaching organizations. And some examples of this would be significant evidence that the organization is viewed as an arts organization by its community. We would want to make sure that the organization's core purpose, mission, and focus is arts. Majority of their public programs and their arts programs occur regularly and schedule frequently throughout the year, of course, during a non-pandemic year.
Yes.
And then provide significant, verifiable arts educational focus-based programming. And there's so many more examples that I can give on that. Some of the changes, again, the IAC recognizes its role in helping to ensure that these public assets persevere. So they, too, are reinventing, re-envisioning to meet the needs of our sector and the state, such as they adjusted the AOS support program to responsibly respond to today's times. So, for example, the application has been abbreviated and streamlined to better understand the applicant's organization's current operational activity and resiliency. So they're basing this on the extent to which the organization demonstrates that it is operating and will continue to operate during the funding period. And a few of the minimum requirements would be to hold regular board meetings, conduct ongoing planning, for example, reopening strategic programming, continue regular communication with your constituents and supporters, which is incredibly important. And then to provide projected income expenses for the current fiscal year and financial statement from the most recently completed fiscal year.
And what else, what other funding is available? We've got just about a minute left here, but and how to contact you.
So the arts program project support is also available, and that's open to Indiana 501c3 nonprofit organizations. And these applicants can who request up to $5,000 in support for their arts project. To reach me, you can contact me via email at kelly@southshoreartsonline.org. You can also go to southshoreartsonline.org. On our website, we have a square, apply for a grant. It's on our front page, and it has all the information you need, along with what I just mentioned. There's links to valuable upcoming webinars that are also hosted by the IAC that will give you an in-depth look on the FY22 grant information sessions, and for both AOS and APS. And those are coming up in February.
Well, I think that covers it all. And welcome for your first debut on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's Kelly Freeman, Executive Assistant for South Shore Arts and Region 1 Representative. Kelly, thanks so much for coming to the show and tell us all about grants and what's coming up this next year.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.